Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. I know you probably know this, but Wisconsin often rated one of the top places in the country for golf. I know, and we can't even play golf here full year round, but it sure is a tribute to the courses we have, how they're maintained, the culture that we've built. I love this topic. Ann Sayers, the travel secretary, spoke to us on the afternoon show, Julia Fellow and me, about golf in Wisconsin. So I heard this song in the car on Sunday when I was coming home from Costco, and I started singing about Ann Sayers.
Aww.
And my wife is like, what is going on right now? I said, it's the travel secretary. She's quite simply the best. And she is. And she's with us. And that was after I spent $478 at Costco.
Oh, that's unavoidable. I understand.
Yeah. I know.
We're so glad that you're with us, Anne. I love this topic. Wisconsin loves this topic. It's golf. And man, golf is so big in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Did you know that Wisconsin has more golf courses on the top 100 public golf courses as listed by Golf Digest than any other state?
Whoa. Wow. No, I didn't.
And there's top
That's
class
how cool we are.
That's cool.
Golf at Trappers. You can turn in the Wisconsin Dells.
That's right. You can discover kind of a different side of the Wisconsin Dells on a golf outing to Trappers Turn Golf Club. This is a course that brings a championship experience to a destination that's, you know, widely known for its water parks. The course was designed by two-time U.S. Open winner Andy North and renowned golf architect Roger Packard. You can choose from 3 9-hole layouts, a par 3, 12-hole course, or play them all. Each offers its unique challenges. They are going to feel kind of fresh and distinct. The signature hole 7 on the Canyon course recently underwent a dramatic transformation. So the improvements included nearly doubling the green, creating a championship-style putting experience for golfers. So that is so cool. But while you're there, you got to treat yourself to a stay at the Kalahari Treehouse Adventures. The stunning treehouses elevate guests above the forest floor in a modern yet rustic design. The treehouses opened last month and still have that fresh treehouse smell of cedar and Douglas fir, I can confirm, and they are so, so cool. You will appreciate the details, small and large. They've got board games stocked in each treehouse. They have lakeside fire pits, stargazing nets, and views of Lake Delton.
Wow. That sounds cool.
I remember when it was just a rendering. That's amazing.
That's really, really fun stuff.
Really cool.
Let's head and to St. Croix County. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is really fun. You can head to Northwest Wisconsin. It's a former ski hill that now gives golfers a unique challenge. The St. Croix National, they once welcomed thousands of skiers when it was Snowcrest Ski Hill. But when the hill closed, the glacially shaped terrain had a new future ahead. It became a golf course. So today you're going to be treated to that undulating course for an unforgettable round. Some holes have wide open fairways. Others take advantage of dramatic changes in elevation, and they will all leave you with a smile on your face. St. Croix National underwent an impressive $7 million expansion in 2023, creating a clubhouse with the perfect après golf experience. You're going to find state-of-the-art golf simulators, a pool table, darts, and a full-service restaurant for after the round. And then you might want to add waterfall views to your itinerary by checking out nearby Willow River State Park. Willow Falls cascades over 3 rocky ledges into a deep gorge. The destination really leaves an impression, and that's why it's considered a Wonder of Wisconsin, which is Travel Wisconsin's list of wow-worthy destinations.
Wow. Experience championship-level golf in Lake Geneva, Anne.
Yes. Yeah, so plan your next dream golf getaway for the courses at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. The resort offers 3 courses to choose from. They all have their own personality. The Brute is a par 72 masterpiece. It's considered one of the most challenging layouts in the Midwest. The Highlands Golf Course, that's a Scottish-inspired link-style course that was originally designed by golf legends Pete Dye and Jack Nicklaus. And then finally, Grand Geneva just unveiled Wee Nip. This is a new 11-hole short course. It blends fun and challenge. It's great for those who've played the game forever or folks that are just picking up the clubs. Experience all of Grand Geneva has to offer by also booking a room. So freshly renovated guest rooms, luxury suites, large villas. They can accommodate travel parties of all sizes, and they're all so lovely. And then savor a wide selection of on-site dining options. Ristorante Brasago, that's a contemporary take on traditional Italian cuisine. And they also have the Geneva Chop House, and they prepare hand-selected steaks for a perfect way to unwind after a day on the links.
Are you a golfer, Ann?
I'm a golf enthusiast.
I like that. That's a perfect way to put it. I bet you're really good at fun.
I'm better at that part, yes. I don't have a lot of talent to bring, but I can bring the energy.
TravelWisconsin.com, Ann Sayers, the amazing travel secretary. Ann, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Take care, everyone.
I love Ann's spirit. All right, for more information on the things Ann discussed, the website is TravelWisconsin.com. You can check it out there, TravelWisconsin.com. More info on Experience Wisconsin, go to WTMJ.com. Hope you'll join us again next week for another edition. I'm John Mercier. Have a great rest of your Wisconsin weekend.